Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning, souls, and happy Monday. I want to start out this episode by letting you guys know some big news. I am now accepting applications for guests on the Soulful podcast. So if you're interested in that, go to my Instagram, soulful_sobriety, and in the website link on my bio, there's a spot to apply. So get your applications in so I can review and see who's going to be a guest coming up in the next few weeks. I had asked you guys on social media this week to give me any questions you might want to know about me, about life, and etc. And I have to say thank you, because I think I was expecting simple things like what's your daughter and your favorite thing to do. And in classic soulful style, you guys went for the deep dives. So instead of answering a few different questions on today's episode, I'm going to answer one, and next week I'll answer another, and because they're questions that I think and feel require a full response. So the first one I'm going to address was a question that came regarding whether or not I feel it's possible to heal trauma on your own. And there's a lot of different schools of thought about this. The first thing I want to share with you guys is that my daughter was asking what I'm doing on the podcast this week. And I let her know that I'm going to be answering the question, can you heal trauma on your own? And her immediate response was, yes, of course you can, Mom. It's all about changing your thinking. You have to change the bad thing to something positive. Now, keep in mind, that's a child's response. But in the same sense, isn't she ultimately right? I mean, it's not that simple, I don't believe. But it can be if we decide to let it be. As I share this episode, I want to caveat it by saying this is just my personal experience dealing with trauma. And for some people, some of the things I say will not apply. There are some traumas and some people that require extensive therapies and things to move past the trauma, and some people never do. So this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. This is just my experience to hopefully support you as you move forward. So to answer the question, do I believe it's possible to heal your own trauma without support? Yes and no. I think it depends on the extent of the trauma. I think it depends on the type of trauma, and I think more so than anything, it depends how your body and your brain were affected by the trauma. As many of you know, I've experienced a few different things that would be classified as trauma in life. For those of you that have experienced trauma, I want to commend you for still being here, for being strong enough and resilient enough to keep going despite whatever adversity came your way, whatever situations you had to face, whatever heartbreak and heartache you had to overcome. You are an incredible human being, and the fact that you're still here says that, yes, you can heal your own trauma, in some way, shape, or form because you're still here. And it's not like you had help when the trauma happened. It's not like you had help right after. In some situations, you would have been able to maybe have first responders involved in different things. But overall, you got this far of your own accord. So take credit, take heart that you have the absolute ability to overcome anything. Why I believe that we can heal our own traumas to an extent is because in a lot of ways I helped heal my own. That doesn't mean I didn't seek a support. That doesn't mean I didn't seek counselors and go to numerous different support groups and things like that, because I did. So I don't want anyone to think that, oh, grand old Megan just fixed her trauma all by herself. But I do think there are steps we can take to support ourselves while we heal our trauma. So I wanted to walk you guys through kind of my experience, and hopefully it will support you. So in 2010, when I was in a hospital, a psychiatric hospital for major depressive disorder, I went to the Tim Hortons one day in the evening, and I was reading a book, and I looked at the clock at 9 p.m., and then, as if no time had passed, I looked up at the clock, and it was 9:30, but I hadn't been reading. I was still on the same page. I had dissociated. I didn't know what that meant at the time. I didn't understand. I just knew that that half hour had passed, and I had no recollection of what I had done, said, what had happened. It was just blank. So I went back to the hospital and I discussed it with them, and they said that there were some things going on, and it turned out, because I was recently getting sober, a trauma that I had blacked out from when I was a teenager was coming to the surface. Obviously being in a psychiatric hospital, they did some work with me to help around that. There's various different resources out there to help with trauma. There's EDMR training or counseling. There is neuro, I'm not remembering the word now. Neuro, hold on. My brain is drawing a blank. Of course it is. Sorry, guys. Give me a second. Neurofeedback counseling. There is all sorts of different resources. What I ended up doing was joining a group that I found very supportive, because the other people in the group had been in trauma as well. And that group, it was, I think, 12 or 16 sessions, encouraged me in the first session to get a stuffed animal that would represent the part of me that has been traumatized. So I actually at that time went to Walmart and created a build your own stuffy, like a Build-A-Bear or whatever, because I thought there would be meaning in making it myself. Short and the long of it is, throughout the course and the different times, lots of things were taught to me about how to talk to the part of me that's traumatized. Because I had to get comfortable with that part of me, because it is a part of me and it will always be with me. Those traumas don't just go away because I do some work on them, but they become less dominant and they become a part of my history, not a part of my present. That doesn't mean they can't come into the present when there's a trigger, because those do happen on occasion. But today I have tools that I can apply in those situations. So for me, and this is just my experience, I lived in a victim mentality. This happened to me. If this had happened to you, you'd feel the same way. You'd do the same things, etc., etc. It had become very comfortable for me to be a victim in my own life. And please don't take that as a harsh statement. That was what I had decided for myself, and each individual needs to decide for themselves how their trauma is affecting them. And yes, we are victims when we experience trauma, 100%. But I didn't have to live in that mindset anymore because it wasn't serving me. It was taking away from my ability to live my best life. And it was affecting all areas of my life. I was a victim as a parent every time my kid didn't listen. I was a victim in every relationship when they, you know, when we had a dispute or different things. It was really causing negative situations in my life, and it was stemming from the part of me that was scared because of the trauma. So I made a decision right then and there when I had the awareness to realize this was showing up in all areas of my life, that I was no longer going to be a victim, but I would be a survivor. And at that moment, everything changed, because that's when I went and found this group that I did, the 12-week group. And that wasn't through a counseling center or anything like that. It was just something that was available in the town I lived in at that time. And I think they have certain things like that you can find online now that you can join into. I'm not positive of that, but I know that was almost 10 years ago, and that group was planning to put it online, the videos and different things. So anyways, I can look into that and find out if they did ever end up doing that and give you guys the resource if you're interested. Just private message me and I'll try to find it. But like I said, I had to get comfortable with the trauma part of me and decide that I was no longer going to be the victim, that I would be the survivor, because I wasn't the victim of my circumstances anymore, that I was the survivor, and take back my power, right? Because oftentimes when we've been traumatized, we feel powerless. And I got to decide that I was the maker of my life. And so I joined that group, and a huge part of it for me was forgiving myself for experiencing the trauma. Because many of the things that have traumatized me in my life, and I don't want to say this because I don't want anyone to take it the wrong way, but I'm going to say it because it's my experience. I put myself in situations that led to trauma. Now, don't misunderstand. I don't think that any trauma is acceptable. And I don't ever think that the person that's been traumatized, the victim or the survivor, however you see it, is responsible for the traumas that happened to them. What I do believe is that by taking responsibility for the choices I made in my addictions and in my life, I get to be free. And again, that's just my experience. But I had to, for me, really look at how some of those experiences happened because of the choices I was making in my life, living an addicted lifestyle, addicted to substances, addicted to unhealthy love, things like that. Again, that does not excuse the people and the places that traumatized me. It just, again, it was another way for me to take back my power in the situation, to be able to move forward. But then in so doing that, I had to forgive myself for the traumas happening, and then go a step further and forgive the other people involved. Now, as you see on all the memes everywhere, forgiveness does not mean we accept their behavior. It just means we're no longer allowing it to affect our life. Because again, through holding resentment and anger towards the people that had hurt me or different circumstances, I was taking that to bed with me every night and waking up with it first thing in the morning. And those other people probably didn't even realize how much they had affected me. So here, these traumatic experiences are affecting my everyday life all the time, because I'm not willing to let go and to forgive and to move forward with my life and make the rest of my life the best of my life. So I really had to let go of those things. And there are various different kinds of trauma. I mean, some of my traumas were there weren't other people involved, like being dead in a merge in 2009. There were no other people involved in that. That was me. But I had to heal those parts of myself that had hurt myself or that had experienced hardships, and then forgive myself for allowing it to affect me for so long. Which then leads me to my next point, which is really talking to the traumatized part of me and giving that part of me so much love. And how self-love practices had to become an everyday part of my life. Because otherwise I was living in fear and just reliving the trauma over and over again. And that part of me that was traumatized needed to know that she was safe, that she was okay, and that I was bigger and I would take care of her. And so every morning when I got up, I would say, something wonderful is going to happen today. We're going to pay attention for it. And when it does, we're going to write it down. And I would go throughout my day looking for the positives, looking for the wonderful things. And if I could, because I had such high self-awareness, I could tell when the traumatized part of me was on high alert. So when that would happen, I would look, and I did a lot of this talking in the mirror because I find looking at yourself in the mirror very beneficial. And when I felt triggered or heightened state of awareness, hypervigilant, I would go to the mirror and I would say, it's okay. I'm here and I'm bigger and I will protect you and keep you safe. And it was almost as if this wave would flush over me and I would calm down. I would also take some deep breaths at that time just to calm the nervous system. And by deep breaths, I mean counting to a count of five, breathing in, holding for a count of five, breathing out to a count of five, and then holding for a count of five, and doing that at least three times. Or I, at that time, was trying to do for 3 minutes. I would set a timer. It has a way of calming the nervous system. And then I would go about my day. All of these little tips and tricks I'm sharing with you are the things that supported me while I sought psychosocial counseling to talk about the problems. But that's my next point, is solution-focused therapy. As much as I say talk about the problems, I didn't talk much about what had happened or about the problems, because I had solution-focused therapists that would talk to me about what was better or how I could improve my current life or different things like that. And we would talk when I was triggered, but for the most part, we didn't focus on what had happened, because going back there was painful for me. It was scary and would just basically lead to me crying throughout the session. I mean, that doesn't mean we never did, because you do have to look back in order to move forward, but it wasn't the focus of the therapy. And so I think that's important too, finding solution-based support groups as well. I didn't get into a bunch of groups where we talked about our problems all the time. It doesn't mean no one ever talked about problems, because problems do arise when you're healing from trauma. But it wasn't the focal point of the groups, the support groups that I found to support myself. It was more about how we were making our lives better and what we were focusing on moving forward. The other things that I did were I eventually tried some alternative therapies, some Reiki and energy healing to remove some of the energetic residual energies that were left by the traumas. There's various different alternative therapies, and I'm not going to go into them all, because I would prefer you guys ask your soul what it needs and listen to the answer. So, because there's so many therapies out there you can get into. But one thing that I do want to recommend, that many people I know who have experienced trauma have leaned into is tapping or emotional freedom technique. There's lots of resources online. There's the tappingsolution.com has information. Tapping has been known to literally shift things in the body and allow for healing. It's not usually a one and done. It's not like you tap once and then things get wham bam all better. But sometimes it is. But usually with trauma, it does take a practice of doing it at least once a day or a couple times a day. But it can be so beneficial, and there's so many benefits to practicing tapping. If you've never heard of it before, please reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you about it. But it's a very great way to, in a short amount of time, shift and rewire the brain. As I mentioned earlier, self-love practices had to become an everyday part of my life. Looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, I really love you, things like that, so that all parts of me knew how special and important they were, and that I didn't feel, for lack of better words, bad or not good enough because I had experienced trauma, so therefore I was different. And I had to love on myself and really allow myself to feel worthy of healthy interactions with people, of overcoming the trauma. I had to feel worthy that it didn't have to rule me anymore, that it was a part of my being, not the whole. I think a really key point I want to leave you, not leave you guys with, but I want to give to you today is I also had to get to a place of accepting that new situations might arise that bring up the trauma again. As I said, I did a lot of work to overcome the traumas I've experienced. And at one point, a while back, I really thought I was through to the other side. I'm healed. And I do believe it is possible to completely heal trauma, but that doesn't mean that there won't be further healing or new wounds that need healed at various times. I was in a situation probably about a year ago now where somebody said something and it just triggered a past experience for me that I hadn't even thought of in years. And there was a deeper wound there that I had to do some more healing around. And these things come up just to help us continue to move forward and to really get to the root of the trauma and heal it. But I had to accept that there would be times that that trauma might come up again and that that was okay. That that didn't make me less than or anything like that. It just meant there was deeper healing needed to be had, and this was my opportunity to do that. Mindfulness is so important when you're healing anything, not just trauma, but any physical ailment or anything else, is being mindful and self-aware of those things that your body and your soul and your heart and your mind are trying to tell you. And that's where meditation and stillness was really beneficial for me as well. Sitting in that meditation and just healing and working through the residual left over by the trauma, the meditation helped me become aware of those things and knowing when they were present in my body and all of that. And then the last thing I want to leave you guys with is that you get to decide what your life will be like. You get to choose right here and now to make the rest of your life the best of your life, even with your trauma alongside for the ride. Now, again, I hope this episode doesn't leave anyone feeling upset, hurt, offended, or less than. That's not my intention with this. I was just sharing my experiences in healing trauma and moving forward with life. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys it's easy. It's not always easy. Painful circumstances leave trauma in our bodies and in our souls. Another therapy that I think can be very beneficial is myofascial release. It helps with anxiety and trauma left in the body from traumas. So if you're interested in anything like that, I have a friend that can give you more information. But the short and the long of it is, you get to decide what your life looks like. Now, that doesn't mean that the trauma is not running the show sometimes and it feels like it's out of control. But if you want to make your life better, you can. And again, I'm not advising against not having therapy or counselors or different things like that. As I mentioned, I did have some of that. I think most people with trauma probably do need that. But each individual is different. So I would say to you, ask your soul what it needs, because it knows the path to healing that you need to go on. And really listen for the answer and try what it suggests. I hope you have a fabulous week. Thank you for joining me. Remember to love on yourself every minute of every day. You are so worthy. You are so incredible. And the world absolutely needs your light. Your card for this week is release, which is absolutely perfect when we're talking about trauma, because it really is time to release it so we can live our best lives. The photo imagery is absolutely beautiful, and I'll share a bit about that in a moment. Release. When you are surrounded by negativity, it is important to find ways of releasing it. You may not comprehend the huge effect this energy has on how you are feeling. One immediate way to release unwanted energy is to imagine it being washed away as water runs over your hands. Running water clears and transforms your energy. Another approach for clearing unwelcome energy is to take a sea salt bath, or to use a paste of sea salt and water as a scrub in the shower. You can also burn sage for a few minutes and feel it lift away the low energy. Salt can draw out impurities and toxins that may be stored within your body. Toxins in your body can come from physical and emotional influences. Poor diet, exposure to pollutants, and emotional residue from disagreements or everyday stress can contribute to the buildup of toxins. The source of the toxins is irrelevant. The important thing is releasing and clearing away the unwanted energy. Take steps to clear yourself and your energy as you feel is necessary. This is the imagery. A goddess emits lightning from her hands to signify the release of energy. It can also indicate a spiritual epiphany, awakening, or unexpected change. This card may herald an opportunity you feel passionate about. The clouds could suggest you don't have a full view of what is going on. They may refer to enlightenment or stress becoming a big lighter. Do something to clear your energy, and you will feel a definite energetic shift. When we're talking about salt baths, a great thing I was once informed is to put at least a cup of Epsom salts, or sorry, at least a half a cup, but a cup is even better if you can afford to. A full cup of Epsom salts into a hot bath and allow yourself to soak for at least 30 minutes. Get your whole body under there, and it removes the toxins and impurities and releases a lot of that built up energy store. So I hope you guys will release whatever is holding you back. There's a full moon on Wednesday the 12th, and it's a time for huge awakenings, huge growth, huge opportunities. Everything is shifting, and you get to decide what the rest of your life looks like. I hope you have a fabulous day, and remember, you are incredible. You deserve an epic life. All you need to do is decide. Have a great week. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.